This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that emphasis has been laid on labour-intensive sectors with special focus on MSME. She said the government is also pushing to build robust infrastructure in the country. The minister was replying to a discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha this evening.
We are continuing our push in building infrastructure. Now, it's not just roads, it's not just national highways, it's also looking at waterways so that the cost of logistics in this country can come down. And states which are very much in the hinterland, not connected to any seaport, will have the advantage of moving goods faster at a lesser cost.
Refuting the opposition's allegations that the budget is silent about the employment generation, the finance minister said 5 regional medical hubs are going to promote medical tourism in the country. She said animation, visual effects, gaming and comics sector is also going to generate employment opportunities in the country in the coming years. Ms. Sitharaman had presented the budget in the parliament on the 1st of this month. Speaking in the lower house today, Finance Minister said government is working with state governments to provide quality education. Earlier, participating in the discussion, leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi said the budget is centered around artificial intelligence and expressed apprehension that lots of jobs will be challenged by AI in the engineering and IT sector. The Rajya Sabha also held discussion on the Union Budget. Taking part in the debate, Ashok Chavan of BJP said the budget is centred on the youth, strengthens women, farmers, entrepreneurs, poor, underprivileged and all sections of society. Haris Biran of Indian Union Muslim League alleged that the budget does not offer anything for farmers and fishermen. Later, Upper House adjourned for the day. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said the government will move a privilege notice against Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi for misleading the House and making baseless statements during the discussion on Union Budget. The minister was talking to reporters in the Parliament premises. Mr. Rijiju accused Mr. Gandhi of making false allegations against Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
We are going to file a privilege notice against Rahul Gandhi for misleading the House and also making baseless statement. There is a very clear-cut rules of procedure conduct of business in the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. When a member intends to make serious charges of allegation against another member, then you have to make a notice and also substantiate the allegation.
The Election Commission today said that the final electoral rolls of Goa as part of the ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR of the voters list will be published on the 21st of this month. Meanwhile, senior BJP leader and West Bengal observer Bhupendra Yadav has demanded that the West Bengal government remove all obstacles hindering the process of special intensive revision of the electoral roll. Speaking at a press conference in Kolkata today, Mr. Yadav cited a Supreme Court directive stating that no interference in the SIR process would be tolerated. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article written by Union Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy on how carbon capture can power India's next steel revolution. Mr. Modi said that through the article, Mr. Kumaraswamy highlights how the guided efforts of the citizens towards net zero 2070 commitment, strategic investments, hydrogen initiatives drive growth, and global competitiveness is leading the road for India in becoming a developed nation. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies were 8-1 in one over against England in a Group C match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. When reports last came in, England won the toss and elected to bowl first. In another match, Australia defeated Ireland by 67 runs in Colombo this evening, while South Africa defeated Afghanistan in a double super over thriller in Ahmedabad this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.